Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome, everybody, to the next edition of WP Coffee Talk. And I've had some wonderful guests. Here we are now. This recording will be in August. So this will be online in August because we have so many wonderful guests to this point. And I have been talking to people all over the world, which is exciting to me. And today I have the pleasure of speaking with Abdullah. So Abdullah, please introduce yourself and tell us what you do with WordPress.
Yes. My primary job is to write code for Press Tigers. I'm a WP plugin developer and a product veteran for Press Tigers. We are managing open source products for Press Tigers. We have six plugins. The numerous plugin is Simple Job Board, which have second most active installs after WP Job Manager. So we are the core developers of Job Board. Also, I am the author of Flexi Welcome. I manage with my team. Sarish is the product manager for WP plugin team, and I am the lead plugin developer in Press Tigers. And we have I have already developed Flexi Breadcrumb, which is considered in top 10 WordPress plugins for breadcrumb solution. We have Simple Event Planner plugin, which is used to publish events for different websites for different categories. So my secondary job is to manage community. I am the lead organizer for WordPress Meetup Lahore. And I am the lead for the WordCamp Lahore, which is going to happen in October or late in December. And I enjoy in WordPress community most of the time. I usually work 15 to 16 hours daily, 9 to 10 hours for office, and 5 to 6 hours for community. So I mostly support global WordCamps as well. Like I was the volunteer for WordCamp US, and then I was the recently volunteer for WordCamp Europe, which is going to happen in next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I could not get the visa. So I'm not attending this camp. So hopefully I will attend next year camp. And the third thing is I contribute to open source projects in free time. Like I review themes for WordPress. I contribute to core. I am a WP trainer, and I support people on support forum and different forums, especially in WordPress. So that's all from my side that I do in daily life. So WordPress is the major part of my life. Most of the time, I spend time with community, with code, with plugins, with themes, so etc. So that's all.
Very good. Well, I know you didn't have a mug with you today, but what kind of, do you drink coffee? Do you like coffee?
Sorry, I couldn't drink it. Yes, I like coffee. Most of the developers use 5 to 6 coffee cups, I think, in a day. So,
well, today I have my cat mug.
We cannot continue without coffee. You know well. Okay, but I'm sorry, I'm missing it right now.
That's okay. I have my mug today filled with coffee. I like it. I'll have coffee for both of us today.
Yes, I know the sole purpose. This is the coffee talk. I should have it, but unfortunately, I don't have right now.
That's what time is it where you are? It must be nighttime.
Actually, it's 10 p.m. in Pakistan.
Yeah, I don't recommend drinking coffee at 10 o'clock at night. If you drink coffee at 10 o'clock at night, you won't sleep.
it's difficult to sleep. Yes.
For sure. So tell me a little bit about how you got started with WordPress. What was your first project, or what did you do?
Actually, first time I heard about WordPress when I was in last semester of my degree. My final year project was on WordPress. So first time I developed a simple website, which is about a community-based system. So that's the start I did in university time. Then I joined a company as a junior developer, where I work on different themes, plugins, and support forum as well, premium support forum. So then I joined Press Tigers in 2015. Then I started developing websites using themes and different plugins, developing themes from scratch, plugins. Then I joined the open source plugin team in 2016. And then till now I am with this team, and we have done a very good job, our team. Like we have Simple Job Board, Event Planner, and very good other plugins, which are very helpful for the community.
That's wonderful. When you look at other people's websites, and I'm sure you've seen many, many websites being part of the community, what do you think is something people need to focus more on? So, you know, some people, they don't maybe focus enough on security, or what's something that you think that people should focus on to make their websites better?
Actually, WordPress is for everyone. It is built for everyone. Everyone can use it, but everyone cannot manage it. Everyone can use it, but everyone cannot manage it. So when a newcomer develop a website in WordPress, and he knows he's a WordPress expert, he's expert in WordPress, but I think it's wrong. People are not take care of the plugins. They just feel we have achieved our mission, but these plugins, number of plugins that are outdated, the themes that are using, they are using. So these are the, I think, a bad effect on the websites, and that make it down, that make it slow, that cause the security vulnerabilities. So I think there is some sort of sense to use plugins, take care of their support forums, they check their reviews first, check WordPress have very good features, like he tells you either this plugin is tested with your WordPress version or not. So these minor things should be take care of it. I think they can improve their websites through this. So the amazing feature is the site health feature that is introduced in 5.1. So I think it's very easy for the newcomers that don't know about how to develop a theme, how to develop a plugin, how to add a code in theme, how to extend a theme, a plugin. So it is very easy. It's a very easy platform for them to check the site health. They can surely helpful for. I think this feature is very helpful for them. So these minor things can help the beginner. Obviously, WP expert, the plugin developers, theme developers normally follow the best practices, and they do well.
What have you learned in using WordPress that you wish you knew when you first started? That would have made life so much easier if you knew it, you know, back when you first started using WordPress.
Actually, when I started coding in university, I developed a simple a login form in PHP, in custom PHP. I was very on initial stage, and I'm not a good programmer, I'm sorry. So when I joined WordPress, when I started using WordPress, when I checked it's a login system, a dashboard system, and I was very excited. It's a very easy, and I feel I am a WP developer. Seriously, I feel I can make a website in WordPress. So I think it's a very amazing. My story was published on HeroPress, and I mentioned there WordPress is built for everyone. So everyone can use it. Everyone can develop a website for their own purpose, for their business purpose. But for advanced level, obviously, they need to hire a plugin or theme developer who can help them. So WordPress is very easy for the beginners to kick off it.
Yes, very good. You've been to WordCamps, you've been to meetups. I know you've mentioned you're an organizer. What are some of the best moments from the times that you've been at WordCamp or meetup? What are some things that really impacted you in a positive way?
Actually, my first experience was to speak on WordCamp Karachi on Gutenberg custom block development, and it was a very good experience for me. I spoke first time in an international event for 300 to 400 in front of 300 to 400 audience, which have different plugin developers, experts, entrepreneurs. So it's very proud for me to speak in front of those peoples. So, and the second thing is, the proud moment is I am the part of WordCamp Lahore team. The proud moment is I am providing a platform for the beginners to learn WordPress on meetups. So most of the time, whenever I plan to organize a meetup, I ask to my attendees what you want to learn, what you want to learn, what you want to share. So most of the time, I have opened the applications for speakers. I sort out the best speaker. Everyone is best to speak, but I filter out the things according to the attendees' demand. So I'm very happy my attendees, meetup attendees, enjoy meetup, and they learn and they participate. I have also have a team of volunteer who is almost 10 to 15 members who is working with me since July 2018, and it's not an issue for me to organize a meetup, organize a camp. I'm also supporting other communities, like I attended WP meetup in Ahmedabad, which is, I think, 600 to 700 kilometers far away from Lahore. But we support, I supported Do Action event that has happened last month in Karachi. So my sole purpose is to support WordPress community in Pakistan, which is growing and growing very good.
That's wonderful. That's exciting. I love WordCamps. I've been to over 30 WordCamps, and I've spoken at like 26, 27 WordCamps. I'm speaking next month. It's in July. This will be airing in August, but I'm speaking in July at WordCamp Ottawa in Canada, and I'm looking forward to that. So it's exciting. Every time I stand up in front of a WordPress audience, I think it's, if I share enough information that somebody learns and makes their business or their WordPress better, then I've served a good purpose.
Yes, WordCamp is the best place to communicate, to transfer business, to gain something, especially for networking. You know the people who are, you know the same people, what you are doing, like WordPress developers, WordPress agencies, owners. So it's a best chance to meet the people, to learn something, to gain something. I got motivation from these type of camps. I just attended two camps right now in Pakistan. And last year, Karachi and Islamabad. I was confirmed for Toronto as a speaker last year. But visa is the main hurdle for the Asians. I recently tweeted on this. I was part of WordCamp US team. I already mentioned I'm recently working with WordCamp Europe team. The visa is the main hurdle, which is pushing us, pushing back continuously. But I hope we will chase it and we will fix it soon, inshallah.
I hope so too. So tell me about some of the projects that you're most proud of. A little more about maybe the plugins or website or something. Talk about a little bit more about the work that your business does.
Yes. In Saad, I have developed a number of websites on the behalf of Press Tigers team. And then in 2016, I joined Press Tigers. Currently, my job is to manage WordPress plugins, manage community, manage marketplace where we have custom add-ons, premium add-ons. And we also do some custom jobs for clients, our job board clients and even pen clients. So that's the main thing I do right now.
And do you like working with clients directly or helping
yes,
people?
We have a dedicated structure in which we offer a developer to the client for a month, for a 2 months. According to his website, his product, whatever he is demanding. So client and developer directly work with each other almost 8 to 9 hours daily. They daily meeting, they daily send reports to clients. So I have also worked with a dedicated client as well. But now I'm managing Press Tigers plugins. And clients, especially support forums, technical support. So I have 2 to 3 members which take care of the support. I just need to push them to guide whatever about the technical query. So that's the main job I am doing currently for this, I guess.
It's wonderful. It's. I enjoy working with clients as well. Before I worked with Give, I was a freelancer for 6 years and built about 300 websites in 6 years and had an opportunity to learn about so many different industries because every customer has a different business. So you get to learn so much about the world and about people.
Yes, we depending upon the client's nature, you have experience. What should we do for this website? What should we suggest client? Any suggestion, any good suggestion according to the website's nature, business nature. So it's all about experience. We normally don't work with, I'm not doing any extra work with like freelancing or any extra work with client as it's against our job's duty. So you can understand better. So we are not allowed to work with the client separately. And we normally don't do that.
Okay. Well, I have some rapid fire. I call them rapid fire questions. So you can take as much time to answer as you'd like, of course. Yes. But what are 2 or 3 of must-have plugins, you think? If somebody is building their own website, what are a few plugins that would be very helpful?
Depending upon the website nature, if you have a job portal, then you have simple job board. If you have a charity, then I would recommend Give plugin for donation.
Thank you.
And depending upon the nature, if you have especially Yoast SEO for this necessity plugin, I think that's all.
Okay, very good.
Depending upon the website nature, depending upon the client's nature,
Absolutely.
For their websites.
What do you think, what is your favorite form plugin? So putting forms on a website.
WordPress form?
Yeah.
Yes, we normally we have installed a set of live chat on our website. We have Press Tigers blog. We have marketplace support forum. We have officially WordPress forum. So we manage all the support from either from marketplace, live chats. So
That's
wonderful. WordPress support forum, at least a little bit limited. So we cannot go beyond the limits. We take care of their rules and we most of the time we normally I was checking some of the major plugins that don't provide support. There are a number of pending queries, 200, 300, 150 queries pending on their support forums, but they are doing well. They have very healthy installs. Mm-hmm. We normally don't miss our support ticket. We respond them instantly. We respond them on the live chat as well, which is I think 14 hours available on live chats.
Wow.
Available on, even our manager is also available on live chat. If we are not on the seat, our team is not on the seat, even they also provide support for a live chat on the clients.
That's great.
So it's depend upon the nature, but WordPress support forum is little bit limited. So we have to take care of their rules, as I already mentioned. We respect them and we entertain the clients according to the forum.
Perfect. What is one of the biggest mistakes you've made in WordPress, and what did you learn from it?
I think there was a client came on the email and he was facing some sort of issue, and I just deactivate the plugins of the website, and when I tried to activate them, his website was down.
That's always scary.
Yes. So that's a very dangerous experience of my life. So normally I don't take risk, especially on the client side. I normally recommend them, if you have a demo server where you have set up the website, I can try this type of risk there. But I don't do that.
Staging is important, a staging site, isn't it?
Yes. So normally on the live website, I don't take this to manipulate the things, to try the different steps to figure out the things. Normally I don't do that.
Yeah. I've had many people talk about the white screen of death and that like panic. What just happened?
Yes.
For sure.
So it's a very dangerous thing regarding WordPress plugins when a client install dozens of plugins and then come to your support and start blaming your plugin is not working on my website. So it's I don't think this issue will be fixed. So it's a very dangerous thing. So we have to let them know this is not our issue. This is the third party issue. This is the third party plugins issue, theme issue, mm-hmm. and the custom script is conflicting. So we have to put energy to understand them what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I encounter that a lot as well with my customers. So it's not always give that's the problem. It's the other. They add a new plugin and then they say our plugin is no longer working.
Yes, exactly. We are facing the same situation. Even one client came on live chat. The support guy came to me and saying me there is an issue in their website, and he's saying simple job board is conflicting with them. Client just shared the website's URL. In the meantime, after 5 minutes, his website was gone down. And he blamed, you did something wrong on my website. He just shared site URL.
So you visited my site and you broke it.
So you can imagine what type of clients we are daily facing in daily life, especially through support forums. So it's difficult for us. So it's very painful for the developers, for the core developers, especially who are managing the plugins. And I think for a developer, there should be a very comfortable environment in the office. No one should disturb the developer who is writing code.
I think that one of the biggest jobs of the support people on live chat or through ticketing is educating. So we're constantly educating the user about how things work and not to panic. Everything is always able to be fixed at somehow, some way.
So normally we receive one-star reviews as well, but when they came to support, we cooled them down and they revert to 5 stars. So we have number of experience of them. So my sole purpose is to bring them on support on personal forum, so I can take I can take them up according to his website, and we try our best to provide him solution instantly. And most of the time we don't charge if client is blaming your plugin is conflicting with our team, with our website. So we especially take care of them, and we don't charge them. And that's we help problem. Them as we can.
Very good. What is one of your proudest WordPress moments? So what have you done with WordPress that makes you very proud?
I was recently featured at HeroPress. So I'm very thankful for the HeroPress team. HeroPress story is my feelings, is my experience, is my future plans, where I have shared everything about my life, what I am doing, what I have plans, what I wanna do. What I currently do. So these are the things. So this is the major thing I feel something.
That's wonderful. I was just on HeroPress in the last few weeks as well, and it's a very, very good feeling.
Yes. Can you please is your title? Tell me your title. WordPress community.
My title for HeroPress?
Yes.
Was Finding My Tribe.
Exactly. It was awesome. I read that. It was very awesome story.
Thank you. So it's I love reading the HeroPress stories. So congratulations on being on HeroPress. That's wonderful. If you weren't working in web and web development, what other career might you like to attempt?
Can you please repeat it? There is an issue in.
Yeah. So if you weren't working in web development, is there another career that you would like to try? Like maybe you want to be a dog groomer, or you want to be a chef. What would something else you would like to try?
Other than if I have to choose any other profession, right? Especially, I love cricket. I'm a sportsman as well. I used to play cricket since childhood. But no, I am almost 28 plus, so I am busy with my job, my family time, and community. So it's difficult to join international team. I'm not a good player, but I love to join cricket.
That'd be wonderful.
and the second thing is, I'm starting a foundation for education, especially education for needy people, especially for the females who cannot afford their finance. There are a number of cities here where I live in my hometown, near village areas, where very talented females, but they cannot continue their study due to the financial issues. So I'm starting a foundation soon, which is named as Parveen Akhtar Foundation, which is named with my mother name. So my mother actually, who is not with me, she departs us in 2017. So I wanna do something for community, for people. So that's all.
I think she'd be very proud of you. That's wonderful. Yes. That's wonderful. What is something on your bucket list? So something that you would love to do if you had all the money and all the time. Is there a place you'd like to visit or something you'd like to learn that you'd want to do?
Actually, first of all, my sole purpose is to help community. Not the WordPress community, the whole community. People who are needy, who don't have enough money to continue their study, to continue their home finances. So I normally do charity. I collect funds from different friends and do help to the other families who cannot afford their home expenses. So my sole purpose is charity.
That's wonderful. What are some of your hobbies or things that you do with your free time that are not WordPress and not community? Tell me something that you something you enjoy.
I would love to spend time with my friends, with my family, helping poor, helping needy people. So I would love to enjoy this time.
That's wonderful. So tell people where they can find you, like your Twitter, your website.
Yes, my Twitter handle is software_ABI. I have also mentioned, I think, in the email, maybe. So you can, I'm 24/7 active on Twitter, so you can reach me out on Twitter.
Wonderful. And what's your website?
Yes.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Actually, I want to add Muhammad Usman Khaled from Karachi, but I unfortunately forgot to add in this coffee talk. I wish he should join us. He should join you, especially.
Well, make sure he send him an email. Tell him to get on my show.
He has an amazing story about the community. He is doing great. He's the first person who came to WordCamp in Pakistan. There are a number of issues we have faced in communities, but now things are on board and working fine for us. And our community is growing day by day. The amazing thing about WordPress Lahore community, this is the second most active members after Delhi, India. Our meetup group have 4,000 plus meetup members.
Wow, that's amazing. Great job.
Yes, we have very vibrant community in Lahore.
That's wonderful. Well, make sure you tweet and tag him in it so that I can tell him.
Yes, surely I would do that. The second thing is I would invite you in WordCamp, which is happened in hopefully in October or maybe in December, finally in December. So I would love to invite you there.
I'll see if I can make some money to pay my way there. I would love to come. It would be wonderful.
Yes, sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. And I can't wait to share your story with the WordPress world. So have a great day. Goodbye, yes, everybody watching. And have a wonderful day. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.